Alright, yeah. Okay, so let's start. We had a little bit of an extended discussion before Shir, but let's do a little Gemara here. So let's take the, let's start with the Gemara in the beginning. Chaf Dal and Beis. Go ahead. Mesachek Bekuvia. Who wants to read today?
Micah Avid.
So the Gemara says, what did he do? He's just playing. Well, why is he puzzle for Adis? Because he likes to play dice. So Rami Bar Chama says the problem is it's an asmachta, and asmachta lo kinya. There's no kinyan when you do asmachta. That's what asmachta means. No kinyan. That's what asmachta is. So what is asmachta? Rashi.
Hayu asmachta.
Right. You're right. You're right. So it's something that you don't give midaita willingly, or not only willingly.
With consent.
Right? You don't give it midaito. You don't give it with consent. Ella, go ahead. Rather, he relies on something that is not. On a fiction. He's relying on some sort of a fiction.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Go ahead. Ella somech al davar she'eino. Go ahead.
Disover shehu yachol lin so'ach, upa'am shenim so'in no'so.
So he thinks he's going to win. But sometimes they beat him.
Right.
So lo kanya, and therefore, who cares? Go ahead. So now it's like he has gazel. No, that's the psul. Psul is, since a smachta is lo kanya, so then it's ka'ain gazel biyado. Like the Ramaz. It's like a gazel medrabana. It's like he has gazel in his hands. It's not real gazel, Rashi explains elsewhere. It's not real gazel because gazel requires a taking. The guy is giving it. But he's giving it on a false pretense. I mean, your argument is what? He's not. He's giving it. He knows what he got into.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll see. That's what Rav Shesha says.
I look at it as like...
Well, let's work with what we have right now. All right, that's the first shita. So the first shita says that there's a psul of a smachta. There's a psul in gambling of a smachta. And why is it in a smachta? Because Rashi says it's a that over here he's somech al davar she'eino. In other words, Rashi I think later uses a lashon of mistake, right? It's sort of like a mistake over here. He's relying on something that's not true. He's relying on a fiction. What's the fiction? That he'll win. All right. I mean, it seems he knows he might lose, right? Rashi says it twice. Rashi says it. Sometimes he loses. So maybe the first time we can let him get away with this. But why is it in the smachta? That's what's bothering Gil. Sounds like he knows what's going on. Okay.
Especially like a guy who's doing it professionally.
Right. All right, let's take a look at Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes has the other side. Okay? And then we'll try to compare the two for Svara.
Rav Sheshes Amar. Kol ki haigav nala basmachta hi.
So Rav Sheshes says, no, gambling is not an asmachta. Okay, so not an asmachta is good. It's a real kinyan. So why is he possible? Okay, fine.
So that's the main problem.
His psul is, right, the psul of gambling is the guy is just a bum. He's a bum. Not really involved in gezel. Midrabanan, the different psul. Yeah. All right, but let's just try to get the main idea. So now, Sir Rav Sheshes, so now you have a genuine machlokas here, right? Rami Bar Chama says, betting on how the dice are going to come up is a smachta and lokanya. And Rav Sheshes says, it is a kinyan. So now we have two competing ideas of a smachta. Okay? Everybody agrees there is such a thing as a smachta. There are definitely cases of a smachta. The question is this a smachta or not? Okay, so it's defining the particular definition, the particular characteristics of a smachta. So let's take the second Rashi, and then we'll try to compare the two. Go ahead. Vehechidami asmachta.
Vehechidami asmachta. Kigon de'im over below avid. Ashalim b'mitvah.
Okay, so that's wrong. That's the wrong Gemara that Rashi's that's quoted in this Rashi. That's what Tosus explains. It should be im ovir velo avid ashalim
elvzus.
Right. Okay, so what is that case? Basically, very simply put, means that the person makes a guarantee that he'll work the person's property. And he says, if I don't work your property, I'll give you an exorbitant amount of money. Right? Let's say he expects, if he works the property, he expects to make $1,000. He says, if I don't work your property, I'll give you $10,000. Okay, that's an asmachta. Or if a person puts his shtar into another person's hands, a third person's hands. It's a little bit more complicated, but basically there's a loan document that's outstanding against me, let's say. Let's say you're my creditor. You have a document that says I owe you $1,000. And when it comes time to pay, I don't have the full money. So I said, listen, take $500 now, and I promise you I'll bring you the other $500 in 10 days. All right. In the meantime, take the shtar that says I owe you the full $1,000, put it in the hands of an escrow, and if I don't come back in 10 days, I'm authorizing him to give you back the shtar. And then you'll be able to go to a Beis Din and get another full $1,000 from me. So basically what I'm saying is I'm promising you, give me another 10 days to pay back the rest of the the rest of the loan. And if not, I'll pay one and a half times. You understand? You understand the case?
No, I understand that case. Is that considered rubis?
No.
To take more than...
No. It's a good question why, but it's not rubis. Okay. So he says that is an asmachta. It doesn't work. That's part of the reason. It doesn't work. What?
You put the money aside.
No, it's kind of like this. If you have a document that says, Plony owes me $1,000, right? You could take that document to any Beis Din and they'll force Plony to pay $1,000. Okay? Because that's what it says. It says he owes you. When I pay when I pay off a loan, I'm supposed to tear up the shtar. That's the whole idea, tear up the shtar. In this case, what I'm saying is, I only paid it half down. Instead of rewriting it and saying that now we should amend the shtar to reflect the fact that I paid half, I say, I'm going to let you keep the full shtar. I'm going to let you keep the ability to collect all the money, even though I paid you half already. I'm going to allow you to collect all the money if I don't come back in a few days and pay you back the rest of the money. In other words, I'm basically saying, look, I need another 5 days to pay off the loan. Here's half of the money. I need 5 more days. Give me those 5 days. If I don't make it in those 5 days, I'm going to pay a penalty. It's basically what you're saying. The way you're saying it is, I'll let you keep the shtar. Let a third person hold the shtar, and he'll give it back to you if I don't come back in 3 days. 5 days. Okay, I know I keep making it shorter. But that's to be mashlish shtarot. It means to put it in the hands of a third party, an escrow agent. Okay, so anyway, so those two cases, im over velo avid, or to be mashlish shtar, is considered a smachta. Good.
Desomech al lo davar desavar calls that bidei lasos.
Desomech al lo davar. So these are asmachtas, because he's somech on a non-entity. Why is it a non-entity?
On the lack of this work being done, on the lack
no,
of...
No, continue.
Umirisha.
Whoa, desover...
Oh, okay.
Desavar.
Desavar kolzeh bidei lasos.
Kolzeh bidei lasos. Now, look, I tell you like this. I tell you, if I don't come back in those 5 days and pay you back the $500, I'm going to owe you another $1,000. Now, why do I say that? Because I'm sure that I'm going to come back, right? I'm sure that I have the money put away somewhere. I just don't have access to it right now. So I don't want you to start liquidating my property and things like that. So I says, listen, just give me a few more days. I have the money in a coffee can in New Hampshire. I just need a couple days to go there and come back, and I'll give you the money, right? So I feel that I've got the full ability to do it. That's what I feel. Right?
So you don't think that's going to be an actual outcome?
I don't think it'll ever happen because I'm sure that I can do what I'm telling you I will do. Or I say, look, I promise I'll work the field. That's what I can do. That's biyadi lasos. I'm not promising the dice are going to come out sevens. You understand? I'm promising on something that I know I can do. It's in my control to do. And I have confidence that I will do it. Okay. That's what Rashi calls somech al lo dover, which sounds... Reverse, right? Gil, that was bothering you? He's somich on a low dover. Why is it a low dover? That's a thing. It's biyadi lasos. Go ahead.
Mirisha. Kimatni.
What's the low dover is the question. Go ahead.
Kimatni adaite de lo yahivle la smachta. Kamatni de
tova. Right. That's correct.
No, I know what the low dover is.
Okay, I'm going to test you in a minute. So, and in the beginning, Kimasni, when he made the Tanai, right, when he made the condition, it was Adaita Delo Yohivle. Why did he make the condition? On the condition that he wouldn't give it. When I said, if I don't come back with the money in 5 days, I'll give you an extra $500. I said that because I thought I wouldn't give you the $500, right? I said that because it's a diet. When I said that, what intention did I have? I had the intention to not give you the $500, right? So why did I say it? Le'asmachta komosni. All I said it was for you to rely on me. I need those 5 days. I need you to give me the 5 days. I'm promising you the extra $500, not because I think I will ever have to pay you those $500. And why don't I think I'll have to pay you those $500? Because it's in my ability to prevent that from happening. It's completely within my ability to prevent that from happening. So I think. I know where the money is. I just have to go and get it. Right? So why do I promise to give you something that I have no intention to ever give you? So you rely on me. Okay. So he's a toa. Turns out when he gets there, the can is empty. Right? The can is empty. So he was a toa. Visavor lo yovo li dekach. He thought this would never happen. Okay? That's the guy who makes the promise on something that he thought was completely in his hands to do. That's an asmata. But, continue. Meaning the gambling.
Lo samich amide. Halo yudea in notzeach, ilo notzeach.
That's your argument. But by the gambler, what can you say he's relying on? Can't say he feels he's going to get sevens. Can't say he's sure he's going to get a seven. He knows it's not in his ability to get a seven on demand. Right? So he knows, can't say he relied on the fact that he would definitely get a seven. Like the guy relies on the fact that he's definitely going to retrieve the $500. He doesn't think he's omnipotent, telekinesis or anything like that, right? Vafilu hachiasni. So the guy knows. Ask any gambler, like Gil was saying, are you sure you're going to get the sevens, or maybe it's going to come up snake eyes? He can't be sure, right? He can't be sure. And he still goes ahead and bets. Go ahead.
Shmamina misvika atni gamarva akni velog zelohi.
So we see, what can we conclude? That he made his condition misveka. He knew there was a doubt. And he made his condition based on the doubt. So he's a gomor amakni. He concluded. That's not a gezel.
Who's that? That's gambler?
That's Rav Sheshes' idea of the gambler. So in other words, we have a difficult machlokas though. Rami Bar Chama says the gambler is an asmachta. Now let's say something important over here, okay? Rashi says what? The very first Rashi, asmachta. Hainu dover de'eno nosein lo midaito elasomech al dover she'eno. Okay? I think Rashi's saying that is the universal definition of asmachta. That's always the definition of asmachta. That's not the machlokas of Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes. Everybody agrees to one general idea of asmachta. And that is, you're not giving it midaito, right? But you're somech on something that isn't. Okay? Now, what's the machlokas between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes? Rami Bar Chama says gambling is considered to be somech al davar she'eino. Because he doesn't want to give the money. He doesn't think he'll have to pay. Or, does he say he doesn't think he'll have to pay? He says he thinks he'll win. But sometimes he doesn't.
But doesn't that answer your question? If he thinks he'll win? Because he said, if you ask him, do you think he'll ever lose? No.
But then Rav Sheisha says, that's not nesmachta. Because if you ask him, do you ever lose?
Yeah.
Track record. Do you ever lose?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But that's,
so then you know that there's a chance you're going to lose. I mean, well, that's what's difficult of here. Is Rav Sheisha and Rami Rechama like just arguing about what is the reality in the guy's mind? Does he think he's going to definitely win, or does he think he might lose? So if we can all agree that he thinks he might lose, so what's the argument about Asmachta? Rav Sheisha is not changing. Rami Rechama didn't change his mind. He holds the Asmachta. And Rav Sheisha says, no, it's not an Asmachta. So we got to go, we just really went through the basic facts of here, okay? Got to try to see if we can define more clearly, or if we can get a definition, not a svara at this point, just a good definition about the difference between the elements that Rami Rechama is focusing on and the element that Rav Sheisha is focusing on. Let me ask you yourself, what do you think when you read the Rashi, you got to read the Rashi and just look for, you know, the elements that it seems he's focusing on in each case. Take the first one, he says, Hainu davar de'eno no sein lo midaito. Ela somech al davar she'eno. Desava shu yochol natzeach upamim she'menatzchenoso. So what is he focusing on there over there? Where is the flaw? Where is the mistake? Where is the error? In what sense is he not, does he not have, in what element can we say he doesn't have Gemira's Das? Outcome. Correct. So I think Avi's right. It's in the outcome. Let's just call it that generally. In the outcome. And what's the second case? And what is Rav Sheisha? So sort of Rami Rechama is saying, we have to define a little bit better, but he's saying, you look for Asmachta in the outcome. Can you say the guy wanted to give the money? No. But what is Rav Sheisha saying? You don't look at the outcome. What do you look at? The process. You look at the process. You look at the process. You say, is there something in the process that we can say he doesn't really mean?
Like, what would that be? Like, he didn't really mean to pay if he lost?
Well, let me put it this way. What in the process doesn't exist? In the process, what's the davar she'eino? Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's funny because I had it.
Right. I have to amend a little bit what I said before. I think the first Rashi is focusing on the nosein. That is exclusive to the way Rami Rechama is learning. But it's the idea of being somech al davar she'eino is universal. So in other words, in the first Rashi says, the loser, when the guy loses in his gamble, he doesn't give it midaito. That wasn't, let's put it this way, that wasn't the deal that he thought he was buying into. Even Gil himself said, when the guy gives money, it's to make more money.
But
right? Oh, did you say that or not?
No. Yeah, exactly.
Because you have an opportunity to lose. You never mentioned that half.
I got a great opportunity here.
But it's, no. But I didn't say,
hold on.
You're paying $10.
But let me put it this way. Now, it seems that Rav Sheisha is focusing on what's the dream the guy is buying. What's he buying? What does he think he's buying into? Okay, what is the outcome that he's looking for over here? Okay, the win. The win. He's looking for the win. So he's giving his money for the win. So he's saying he never, if you can describe the outcome of the deal that he is interested in, it's not the losing outcome, it's the winning outcome. We're still in a little bit of a descriptive stage here. So he's saying the losing element is a davar she'eino to him. That's not part of the description of his deal. The description of his deal is, hey, if you give me $10, I can bet it on the horses and give you back 20, right? Not if you give me $10, I could lose it for you,
yeah.
Right? So what's the deal in terms of like what he's das, what outcome is driving his transaction? Okay, so the only outcome that's driving his transaction is the win, right? And the loss. Don't worry. I'm telling you, this horse never. Don't worry about it. I'm sure it's going to be good this time. Okay.
So that's one.
So that's the davar. The loss is the davar she'eino to the guy. But that's not true, right? But Rav Sheshes is focusing differently. He's looking at the structure of the deal. He wants to look in the structure of the deal. Okay? So he's saying, in the structure of the deal, you need to find something that is, to him, not a reality. Now, the first guy is saying, in the motivation of the deal. In the motivation of the deal, the win is the only reality.
When he puts down the money, he knows that the outcome, there are two possibilities in the outcome
yes.
that exist.
Yes, but what is motivating him? That's the way is the winning outcome. So the whole process is driven by, and he's completely ignoring the other outcome in his motivation. And that's davar she'eino. That's not reality. But for Rav Sheshes, he says it goes by the process that he's signing up for. He's saying, I'm agreeing if X, Y, and Z occurs, then I'm responsible for A, B, and C. Okay, but it has to be that one of those things that he's agreeing to is to him a davar she'eino. So that's only when it's in his ability to do it. When he says, if I don't come back with the $500, I'll owe you an extra $500, that possibility does not exist in his mind. Can't say in his mind he's agreeing to that possibility, because in his mind that possibility does not exist. He is 100% sure he will go and get the money and come back. So in the thing, in the process, in the structure of the deal, there's a fiction to him. The possibility that I won't come back with the money is not real to him. That's a davar she'eino. He does not believe that that's possible. So then you can't say he really signed up for the deal.
It's like there's no deal
to him. But if he knows, but if the deal is, if my dice comes up 7, I win, and if it comes up anything else, I lose, he knows that it can come up something else. So you can't say that the possibility of coming up non-7 is a non-reality to the person. You understand? There has to be something that's driving him that, to him, is a non-reality. Is it in terms... But the question is, where are we looking? Are we looking in terms of what's motivating him? Or are we looking in terms of the terms that he's agreeing to? Rav Sheshes says you got to look at the motivation. So to him, he's completely motivated only by the reality of the possibility of winning. There's no element of the losing that propels him to do this deal. So the entering into the deal is based on a davar she'eino, the feeling that he thinks he's going to win. But for Rami Brachama. But for Rav Sheshes, he says, look, all we need is that he has full disclosure of the terms that he's getting into. Can you say, you can only say it's an asmachta if I can say that one of the elements that he agreed to, one of the terms that he agreed to him simply did not exist. So that's only when he feels completely in control of the elements in themselves. So if he feels, I will definitely go and get the money. So then when I say, and if I don't get the money, that's like a nonsensical statement. That's just gibberish. So then he did not really commit to what he said. Let's think it over a little.